This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Based on something Alec just said, what is your favorite brand of peanut butter?
It is Jif.
And
extra crunchy.
Are you a normal person or do you eat crunchy peanut butter?
Crunchy peanut butter is the only way it should be made.
Ew.
That's how it is in my house. Where I have put down the wall.
Hold on. Are you insinuating that nobody in your house could have creamy peanut butter?
They don't get a choice.
Oh my gosh.
We don't buy creamy peanut butter in my house because I like crunchy peanut butter.
And they didn't have Tree Fitty laying around?
I don't even know if they know that there's a creamy, like the kids, I don't even know if they know there's a creamy peanut butter that exists.
Oh.
Maybe they do. They've been to a grocery store.
That's disappointing. They know all these things of the world, but you told them there's a creamy
peanut butter. We've never ordered anything else because I don't like it, and therefore my wife orders what I like, not what she likes, because she likes creamy peanut butter.
Whoa.
But she's also like, she doesn't eat peanut butter that much. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's...
I don't know. Like, I don't know that I've ever sat down with Skippy and Jif and compared, but we've always been a Jif household. Peter Pan for a little bit. Mm. And after we found out about what was really going on.
Yeah. Hey, from the 817, good morning, gentlemen. I'm ready to take a load off with y'all. And let's continue with this. Let's go from peanut butter to mass emails. I've talked about this before. I really, really think we can turn the tide on this, people, if we try hard. Let's say the head of your branch, your company, whatever, sends out a congratulatory thing about one specific person. Just email that person. You know what? And if you want the suck up points, you can tag your boss in it as well. Email your boss back. And email that person back. Everybody else, they don't care that you have a special thank you, especially when your email back is 9 words. How in the world does everybody in the company need to hear that? You didn't write a poem or something about how magical birth is, all right? Just email those people.
It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers Kevin. The reason it bothers Kevin is because that little notification shows up on his email that says he has one more email.
And that is problematic for me.
So you're not upset about the boss sending out the mass email?
No, not at all.
To congratulate and all that stuff.
Because that's one of what the boss might perceive their job to be, letting everybody know the news of the day. I don't like the people that reply all because they're like, look at me and all the attention and how much I care. But also they're clogging up my email box and I need it to be at 0.
Alec, you know what that means. Mm. We need to reply all.
Yes, we do.
So that Kevin has that. And if you would like to send Kevin an email just that says hi so you can have he can have more emails to read and delete, kevin.hagland@odyssey.com.
Why would you do that?
Happy Monday.
Who do you want me to email back? Hey, how are you? I could probably do that.
Yeah. So,
but see, even that makes more sense to me because you're trying to reach out to me directly. Joe from accounting just wants your boss to know that he also wants to congratulate that person. When in reality, if he cared about congratulating that person, he could just email that person directly and nobody else has to know about it.
Then here's what I propose then. Alec, you and I start an email group with the Tolos and the Master Peeps. Mm. We get them to email us all their email addresses. And then we include Kevin on one of these mass emails, and everybody that is in the group email is supposed to reply all. Like, that's the whole point of this email group that we're going to be in, simply to irritate Kevin.
I didn't know this was a thing, that I could, like, email feel me. My OCD flaring up right now. I didn't know that was a thing that
could
happen. You may
email me, corey.majors@odyssey.com, and I will put you on this new email group. Just say,
come on, people,
KNC email group, and I will put you on this new email group. And then this week we will send out a mass email to all the Master Peeps and Twolos and Yolos and Tolos.
Okay, I have a question. What's a zaddy?
A zaddy is kind of like an older daddy. You know, he's like his gray hair, gray beard kind of guy, and he's a daddy, but he's a zaddy. I don't know why the Z's part of it.
Because that's for a very specific reason. People have now started to email me, Corey, and one of them said, hey, zaddy.
All right.
And so
people are now just putting their email addresses on the fan text.
I'm not going to email you. Sign Maybe me up. Corey will.
Sign me. All right. I got some work to do because copy and paste is going to be a thing. I can pull it up on my computer. All right. I got this, guys.
I already hate this show.
I'm going to make a list on a Word document. Should I do Word document or Excel spreadsheet? Which one?
I don't like the Excel spreadsheet because they don't let me put things where I want them to go. They're like, no.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you have to insert a column now. Yes, it's going
to
destroy
your
entire thing.
You can DM your email address to me on Twitter, as long as the only requirement is when I send out a mass email congratulating, I don't know, Emily. Let's say it's Emily. I'll congratulate Emily. Everybody must then reply all so that Kevin can see it.
All right, and here's another thing if you wanted to know this about me.
Netflix is now compromised.
I also can't handle even things being in my spam. So some of these have gone to my spam email. And so I'm having to clear these people to my regular email just in case they ever have something that they want to say that's not just, hey, zaddy. And like, so then I need to go out and delete it from there too. And it's too much. Oh my God.
Oh man, people are personally texting me their email addresses now.
I'm changing my phone number. All right.
Mike, I can't read what Mike just texted
me. In the meantime, I'll bet. Can you give me cut number 5? I thought we might talk more about this, but let's get to it. Right. Is the Rangers offense maybe, possibly, finally going to break out?
3-2 to Smith, and the payoff pitch is swung on, hit deep to right. This one's way back, and this one is history. A 2-run homer for Josh Smith. And we are on easy street. It's 8-1 Texas.
All right. Now, I will readily admit it's just one series. And by the way, in that series, you got shut out in the middle games.
Hey.
Oh, I don't want to pretend okay, you're right.
Let's start with the successes then reply all to that.
Hear this? No. No. The Rangers had scored 8 or more runs 5 times in their first 57 games.
All right.
They did it twice in this series. Once yesterday, once on Friday. So they scored 19 runs in their past 3 games. Again, don't worry about what happened in the middle game. So my question is, I understand the logical answer is probably not. But do you think that the series against the Cardinals could spark into Tampa, Washington, etc., and the Rangers offense is finally going to get going? Now, what that means to you could be a different thing. Like, that could mean you think they're immediately going to break into the top 8 from this point forward, or you think they'll be like average, which even average for this offense would be a huge breakout.
Average would be amazing. I'm right there. That was my first response to you was, let's see in another series.
Okay.
Because maybe just the timing of St. Louis, like their timing was perfect. I don't know. Kevin, I need you to focus right now and stop looking at your email.
Some people are leaving me their phone number as well.
Oh, Jess isn't going to like that.
It's mostly men.
Again,
fair.
But for confidence purposes, this is great. And are we kind of seeing what the outfield? I'm curious about this outfield situation with Adolis getting so much time off and them having some success at the plate.
Well, and to your point about that, Adolis has been benched as the Rangers are seeking, quote, mechanical changes. Chris Young, we need to kind of commit to some of these changes that we think will get him back to the 2023 version of himself and help him be the player that we know he can be. Now, it's been a little tricky for Adolis because he was making significantly better contact in spring training because of some of the adjustments they made. But then they discovered it felt like it sapped him of most of his power.
And then it seemed like he found something when Boone got here.
Yes.
And even in the regular season, it seemed like he was swinging the right way. But then he went back to the old, I'm going to start reaching and guessing at pitches again.
Yeah.
And that's Kevin, where when you're chasing like that, you're not right where you need to be.
Sure.
So you need a few days off. Jake Berger. Look at Jake Berger, man. He goes and has a few days to go to AAA. Maybe he sees a batting coach that he's worked with that he kind of gets a little conversation flowing there, and he's back. And so maybe that's what he needs. But for the rest of the group that showed up this weekend, they still had the tough middle game.
Yes.
Like that was still what happened there. But the fact that they kept stringing together some big innings, and Kevin jumped on them early.
Yes.
How often do we talk about, like,
agreed,
you guys are playing from behind like the Stars too much, and that's not going to be helpful, because then you're going to start chasing more pitches.
Yeah.
So I do think it is a spark. Let's see if it can turn into a little bit of a, is there some kindling there? Is that a good way to approach that? Because And by Wednesday, when we get our chance to talk to Bochy, we'll have a really good understanding of that. Because if in the next couple games, if you start to see it, then you're going to feel thumbs up all about it.
Now, one of the players that I feel like we've been waiting forever, and the shift out in the lineup actually seems to have done wonders for him. If you can go ahead and give me cut number 3, we go back to Friday, but Marcus Semien had a big weekend as well.
And the pitch is hit high into the air, deep left field. Nootbaar going back on this. He's back at the wall, leaps, and it is gone. Marcus Semien with a fly ball that makes it just over the wall in left. For Semien, his fourth home run of the season, is his fourth hit tonight. And the Rangers now lead it 11-0.
So Marcus Semien gets his first extra base hit since May 11th. Obviously, that's problematic and in some ways emblematic of all the issues that the Rangers offense has had. He had 4 hits on Friday. That was the most he had had in a game all season. We already played the clip from Josh Young. Josh Young, going into yesterday's game, had 1 extra base hit over the last 16 games. That's terrible and is never going to cut it. First 2 at-bats, he had 2 doubles. He also ended up hitting a home run, so he finished with 3 hits and 4 RBIs. Now,
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Realize, by the way, Marcus Simeon had a really good game yesterday as well. I realize this is just one game in that sample size, or two games if you want to look at Friday and Sunday. But I think
it's the best we've seen so far.
Exactly.
So I'll be excited about that.
See, Corey, you're so right, because we're all kind of, I am kind of desperately grasping at straws,
for sure,
trying to look for positive signs in this offense. And I think this past weekend is the best you've got in a while.
You know, forgive me if you just said this, okay? Forgive me, please. I've been copying and pasting a lot of email addresses into my Word document.
I have so many emails right now.
I need you to send me those email addresses then, because I need to add them to the group. Every single player that was in the lineup yesterday is above 200 now.
Okay. Which, like, is a low bar, but still.
And yes.
Yeah.
Like, you giggled as soon as I said that. I'm sure Alec was over there like, oh my gosh.
But you're right.
But that's the best thing that we could be talking about right now, is that all of these guys have been working their way up to something. And their run differential right now, +3.
Oh.
Wasn't it -15 last week when we were discussing this? So over, I don't know how exactly that worked, but yeah, they're +3 now. And that's another positive. So Bochy talked about this, I think 2 years ago. Yeah, we do pay attention to the run differential. It is a good indicator of how you're doing. You know, obviously, it's a compilation of everything. You have a big game and a small game, you know, it's going to balance out. But it is an understanding of where you are. And so, and then he said, and if we can get over 1 and then over 3, and we keep stacking on top of that, if we can, I was watching game 7, the documentary, and he said, look, let's just get one possession. Let's get one this, let's get one that. And the same thing with the Rangers. If they can get one game where they're confident, one series that they win, and they add up to it, and they keep doing these things compartmentally,
yeah,
it's going to grow over the entire season instead of trying to win all the games in one game.
And like Marcus Simeon, for example, we'll go back to him. His batting average last month got as low as 173.
Yeah.
And now it's 201. So on the surface, you're like, 201 is terrible. I guarantee if you ask Marcus Simeon, what do you think about your batting average for the season? He'd be like, oh my God, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But you also have jumped up 28 points from there. Is it too far gone for him to have a statistical season that's going to look really good across the board? Probably. But at this point, if you get a statistical season from him that looks solid, that probably means that he's going to have a really, really strong final 100 games, give or take.
There you go.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the 2024-25 Dallas Stars season was what? We'll do it next right here in The Fan.
And off the clock here in the third period. Rantanen again. Rantanen scores! Off the skate of Gerard!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I just want to remind people that I've seen all the texts that have come in so far. I will keep an eye also on the Twitch and YouTube. If you would like to be on the email chain where we all reply all when Kevin is also on the email chain, go ahead and email me at Kevin or at Corey.majors@odyssey.com, or you can text it in. I'm just kind of trying to track all of them, But I want y'all to know that I have seen your messages. It's all going into my Word document. Thank you, Kevin.
I have done nothing but email people back in the break.
You didn't forward those email addresses to me? That's what you should be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Forward them to me so I can have them be part of this group now.
I totally did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even halfway done.
Good.
Of reading them. I'm not even halfway done reading them, let alone responding to them.
Well, all that shows me, Kevin, is there's a lot of love, you know? And that's a good thing.
Okay, I'm with you on that. But I appreciate the positive comments in the emails. I really do. You don't necessarily need to trash anybody else at the station. Like, we're all on the same station. I'm probably not.
I love you guys. Man, Sean's the worst. Yeah. I love you guys. Broadus just drives me. You know, it's like, hey, I like those guys. It's okay. We all like everybody.
Yeah. Like, am I supposed to email you back? I agree. I also don't like that person. Like, because I probably.
You don't want that. And yeah, you don't want a paper trail, Kevin.
I'll tell you that at a live event. Well, there's no paper trail, but I probably won't email it back to you.
Never get a paper trail.
All right. Fact. Okay. So it's a simple question with probably a complex answer. Right. 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the YouTube or the Twitch. The 2024-25 Dallas Stars season was...
I've given this a lot of thought.
Okay, great.
And I love the thing that you just said. It's a simple question with probably a complex answer, because I tried to make it a simple answer over and over and over, and there's no way that I can do it without having to explain myself. Beautiful letdown.
Ooh, I like that.
Which is the name of a Switchfoot song. So go check that one out. I love that song. The series wins over Winnipeg and Colorado were amazing rides.
Agreed.
You couldn't have gotten any better moment than closing out Colorado the way that Mikko did. Like, you're just a game seven that everything's on the line for that, and you have to have it, and he comes back and does it. Nothing better than what it was. And the way that they took Winnipeg out, like, it was both series were beautiful. Then, number one, game one of the Western Conference Final was amazing.
Yes.
The rest of it was a letdown.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was beautiful to watch. And I bet hockey fans were looking at it going, man, that's a damn good little run here. And this is the amazing part to me, Kevin. After Colorado, Mikko's the greatest. After Winnipeg, it's like, now that's it. Like, I know we were sitting there going, Edmonton's a lot tougher.
Sure.
But the feeling amongst Stars fans was, nothing can stop us now. We just went through the biggest gauntlet already. This is just another step on the way to it. And now we're trying to fire everybody. So, like, it's just the amazing separation that we went on because of this series. So that's where I am, is that it was, the first two series were beautiful. This season was beautiful, but also a letdown, because at the end of it, you flamed out, man.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, I'm going to say a beautiful letdown.
So,
because we expected a championship.
I like that description quite a bit. Alec and Corey, you guys might think mine is too harsh. I feel like I kind of tipped my hand on Friday. This Dallas Stars season was a disappointment. And, like, to me, there's no other way around it because of the burden of raised expectations.
Yes.
And I'm willing to bet you that most people with the organization would say the exact same thing. Like, we go back to, because you were talking about the Western Conference Finals against Edmonton. You were not even particularly competitive in that series, if we're being honest. Outside of the third period of game one.
They stepped on you like you were a bug.
Absolutely. Because, and you know what? When we look back at the narrative, like whether or not Edmonton wins the cup, Edmonton was always looking ahead to Florida because they were like, Dallas can't hang with us. They can say they're different, but they're not. And you scored 5 goals in the third period of game one, and that's spectacular. In the other 14 combined periods of that series, you scored 6 goals.
Yep.
And so Like, to me, it's a disappointment. I go back to the stat that Lisa Simakopoulos threw out there, is the Stars are the first NHL team to make the Western Conference Finals three straight times and not win the Cup. And so, to me, 2 years ago, you got to the Western Conference Finals. Hell yeah. Like, let's go. You lost to the team that won it all. Last year, back to the Western Conference Finals, you still lost, but I could see how some people thought you were progressing back towards hopefully at least 2020. This year, it's hard to argue to me that you progressed because you had what in my estimation, I'm sure in a lot of people's estimation, an inferior showing to last year and the year before in the Western Conference Final. And so I think this season was a disappointment for the Stars. Not to say, to your point, that there weren't plenty of happy moments and bright spots along the way. But if you just get to the end of the road, you're like, give me one word, it's a disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, even the Mikko trade was like one of those high points in the season that came with a lot of question marks. And then that it felt like a letdown. And then it came back to that high point again. So it just this back and forth feeling with this team.
And just think about that. And then, Alec, I promise we'll get to you on this. You have 8 more years of Mikko Rantanen, and rest assured, a lot of that time is probably going to be filled with, he looks like the best player on the ice, and I forgot he was on our team. Because that has kind of been his MO from time to time. All right, Alec, your descriptor is?
I would say polarizing, and you can look at that in a few different ways, right? You could isolate that just to the playoffs, where you can see a 6-goal explosion, and then you give up a 6-goal explosion. You could say the regular season versus the postseason, where it felt like they could score at any point in time in the regular season. It felt like Jake Oettinger was unstoppable any point in time in the regular season. And then the postseason, it felt like you woke up in the morning and you're like, which Dallas Stars am I going to get today? I do not know. You could isolate it to specific players. Jason Robertson in the postseason versus the regular season. Felt like he was automatic in the regular season. In the postseason, where are you, buddy? The same with Mason Marchment. The same with Mikko Rantanen. After a couple of hat tricks, you say, huh, what have you been up to the past couple weeks? Not too.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Terribly much. Yep. So I'd say polarizing, and to kind of wrap it all and tie it up with a bow, is you know that this team is extremely talented. But at the same time, you know that the entirety of that team will disappear on you at any point in time.
And so I want to get y'all's take on this. And this can be about Nil. It can be about DeBoer. It can be about the construction of the roster. It can be about any of those things. Sometimes I struggle with, obviously the roster is a huge part of it. I struggle with, did Nil and DeBoer get you this far? Or is DeBoer, for example, the thing that's keeping you from going the rest of the way? And you might think that that's unfair, and I understand that, but I will say for Pete DeBoer, it is an incredible accomplishment and disappointment all rolled into one that he's made it to six straight conference finals, and he's lost every single one of them. And so it's kind of that thing that I don't know if you think it's like, you know, was it Tony Dungy or something like that, that you would get to a certain point and you're like, he's a really good coach, but that's where he tops out. So sometimes I struggle with, does the front office get the team this far, or does the team get the team this far and the front office is an impediment to getting them over the hill?
Tony Dungy's fascinating because that immediately makes me think of Andy Reid.
For sure.
Andy Reid was the guy that got you this far every time. And was it the perfect pairing with the quarterback? I think at this point, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like it was, he needed the right quarterback. Donovan McNabb was not. Sorry, Ricochet. And then
he was at the FC Dallas game.
Ricochet was awesome. And Alex Smith was not.
Yep.
But Patrick Mahomes is a different, completely different thing. But Andy Reid was a coach that could get you there.
Yeah.
Every year. Not like, I'll go back. I'd love to see how many losing seasons he's had because it doesn't feel like many. The guy just won. And so, but it took something on the field, on the ice, I think is the difference, Kevin. I'm thinking that for Pete DeBoer. Guys in that locker room might feel different. Or a dressing room, is it a dressing room?
Well, and just think about, we can debate the semantics of that later, but just think about how much then the failures make your roster look that much better. Like, now that Andy Reid has won multiple Super Bowls, you can add in the fact that with the Eagles, he made it to five NFC championship games and a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it looks like a disappointment on DeBoer's part, but let's say that they won the next two titles, then you'd be like, unbelievable.
Right.
He made it to at least eight straight Western Conference championships. He won two cups. He's a great coach.
And, the line you'll hear from hockey players and hockey coaches is it's hard to win a Stanley Cup.
Yes. Connor McDavid knows that.
They will say that. They will say, and like clearly, this is a perfect example. DeBoer did all this as great as he was. If he, you know, wins as great as he is. But it's difficult to win these championships, and that's why it took him so long to get there or whatever. And Kevin, that's also in your, if you're Nil or Gagliardi, I'll say Nil because I feel like Gagliardi is very, he loves this thing, dude. Thank you, Tom Gagliardi, for what you've built here. Appreciate you. But with Nil, the question is, do I want to win it with him?
Yeah.
And if the case is, I'm going to figure out how to win it with this head coach. And no matter what, hell or high water, I'm winning one for him because I think he deserves it.
And
I think Jamie Benn deserves it. Then the decision makes itself, right?
We are going to have that Jamie Benn conversation.
Yes. But that decision then is, I don't care about anything else. We got to figure out how to do it for these guys.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think some fans can get behind. I also think there's a part of fan base that's like, hey, I just want to win. You figure out how to make that happen.
From the 214, Dallas Star season was standard. They've made it standard to get this far. Anything under that now is a failure, and only winning the cup is success. From the 903, and this kind of goes back to Corey's original explanation for the season, the Star season was disappointing and encouraging at the same time. Was hoping for the cup final at least, but the growth of the core, Ottinger, Wyatt, Harley, man, especially Harley, and rant and give me hope for next year. For me, from the 214, it was a disappointment. But here's another 214. It was a magical postseason run. We were playing with house money. I enjoyed it. Wish we won it all, but we need to get more physical. And that's a fascinating breakdown, and that's how fans are different. Like, how you fan is no different than how people have disagreements in the rest of the world. Like, that person said you're playing with house money throughout the playoff run. I don't particularly agree with that at all, but everybody has their own takes on what's at stake in the playoffs. Like, for me, you'd already been there to this exact same spot twice, and who knows if you'll ever get it back. But when you see all the mentions of the young core, maybe you think you're going to jettison some of the older contracts that perhaps are not pulling their weight anymore, and you will get better and more physical as a team. From the 940, oh, the star season was just like my marriage. Just when I thought we were past all the turmoil, a dude we didn't think would do it ended it all. Golly, I'm sorry about that. That's tough. I feel like that's a bad note for me to end on with that.
Can right? somebody please on, text in? Somebody please text in something else. Who the hell is Tom McLarty? That Tom Gaglardi. I'm sorry if I said that incorrectly.
I heard Gaglardi.
So there, but my McLarty is, I got to go look and see if that's a person.
I mean, probably. That doesn't feel like the weirdest name. We're the KNC masterpiece.
Oh my God, there's a lot of them. There's a third. Thomas McLarty the third. That is wild.
All right. There you go. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Big time public service guy in Arkansas. Worked with the Bush administration and the Clinton administration.
Okay. Nonpartisan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, the greatest games of the past 25 years. And no, number one isn't the game that you fear. Next on The Fan.
Floater, center field, the Diamondbacks are world champions.
Spoiler alert, that's going to be on the list. But I know you guys are yucking it up, giving out my email address and whatnot this morning.
Well, actually, my email address is what I think is the most important at the moment, or the fan text, or the Twitch, YouTube, or my DMs. Send me your email address so that we can include you on the KNC Masterpiece group email.
Please don't reply.
In all. Which we always have to reply all.
Oh, but what giveth also takes away. Guys, what do you call a deer that doesn't have any eyes? No idea. That was from Nicholas. I want to thank you for emailing that dad joke.
Oh, no idea.
Yeah.
Oh.
No idea.
A deer doesn't have eyes in it anyway. So that's why I was like, this is confusing. It's too
eyes
ease.
Like see. Oh, my ease. Gosh. Hmm. Right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets.
A question. Mm-hmm. Based on that, do you think most people will say, I'm sticking around for this show, or, all right, that's it?
I mean, look, if it was me, I would have turned the radio off. But I've said many times, I don't care for this show. I like the rest of the shows on this station. This one?
All the other show, all the other hosts are your favorite.
Yeah, this one not so much. All right, so the greatest games of the past 25 years. Now I can see how a lot of Rangers fans will not like this one particular game, but good news, it's not number one. The number one game in the last 25 years per Tim Britton, baseball game that is. Is game 7 of the 2001 World Series, Diamondbacks defeating the Yankees. That's when Mariano Rivera gave up the hit and they lost the series. Number 2 on the list, 2016 World Series, game 7. Cubs 8, then at the time, the Cleveland franchise, 7 in 10 innings. That was named the second best game of the quarter century. And unfortunately, you probably won't be too surprised to know that Game 6 of the 2011 World Series, in which the stupid Cardinals beat the Rangers 10-9 in 11 innings, was listed as the third best game of the last quarter century.
It's the most ridiculous claim in the history of baseball.
I don't know about that, Smoltz. That game was amazing. It just, like, obviously, reasons we don't like it.
John Smoltz, I'll disagree with you on this one in particular, but it's a great drop. That game, as ridiculous of a statement as it is, because it hurts our souls, if you are a baseball fan, And it was an amazing game.
Yeah.
It was maybe the best game of all time, yeah. if not the top three, based on some things I've seen, this being one of them.
So what do you think about this as the blurb? Baseball's off-stated premise is that every night you might see something that you've never seen before.
Perfect.
Game 6 of the 2011 World Series tried to change that by packing in everything you could possibly see in a baseball game into 4 hours in 33 minutes.
Ups, downs, the emotions, home runs that were game winners, series winners, World Series winners.
Yes.
Why are you making me relive this right now?
Because we eventually got the World Series, and we got to broadcast from the parade, so it's okay, man.
Alec was there.
That's right.
And then you saw Jared Sandler jump his height. Like, I still stand by he doubled in height.
I don't know if it was you or Mike that described it this way, but you were just waiting for him to go get a piggyback ride from Corey Seager, yes. and gallop around the entire...
Sure. And he anticipated it. Like, if he was a hitter, he would have smashed that ball out of the ballpark. He saw that coming all of the way.
And I think, wasn't it Heaney that told him? He was like, I don't really want to say anything. He was like, just say this.
Yeah, get right to the point. Is it okay to fall asleep during a baseball game you're playing in?
No.
Okay.
Unless you're that closer who is just like, you're just so cool all the time. And then whenever you're called upon, you go out and dominate.
What if you're in the dugout at the time, you're on the railing, but you fell asleep and your name is Shohei Ohtani?
Oh.
So Shohei Ohtani, though, he fell asleep toward the end of the Dodgers 18-2 beatdown of the Yankees. So, look, he was in the game. The game had clearly gotten out of hand. And, you know... Aaron Judge was the only player who could do anything for the Yankees. He hit 2 solo home runs, and that was it. The Dodgers had a season-high 21 hits, and their 18 runs were the most ever against the Yankees by a National League team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, is it okay if you go to sleep?
I mean, once you said Shohei Ohtani, that...
You're like, it's fine.
That qualified.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Because... of what I just said about that closer that comes in and dominates. Shohei steps on the field and dominates.
Yeah,
he does. And I don't think anybody's going to be upset with it. I do feel like his coach is probably sitting there going, hey, dude, wake up a little bit, please. But whenever it's like that, yeah, I get it.
One more thing for you to factor in, though. Him and his wife just had a baby in the last month. Do you think he's like, I can't sleep at home. We're ahead by 16 runs. This might be the best shot I got. To catch like a little nap or something.
Really good question.
Thank you.
Naps are hard to come by whenever you got babies in the house.
Oh, that's so true. What is the perfect length of nap?
20 minutes.
Oh.
Anything longer than that? Anything longer than that is excess.
27 minutes.
Oh.
Actually, he might be right.
Wait, you just... Okay, we'll get back around
I think it's
to that.
17 minutes is the right amount of time, but okay. 20 is kind of where I just said, well, you know, those extra 3 minutes, that's part of falling asleep and waking up
if
for nap time.
All right. Something to keep an eye out on. Corbin Burnes was pulled from the Diamondbacks game yesterday against the Nationals with apparent injury. I haven't seen like an actual update this morning. I know he's getting an MRI, and he's getting an MRI on his elbow.
Listen, I know pitchers and baseball players want long-term security of job. If I'm a GM, this is me going 3-year deals and that's it. And now, granted, in that 3 years, I might have one of these surgeries, and it might take 2 years of that. Maybe that it isn't 3 years. Maybe it is the 5 years, and I'm probably expecting to deal with about 2 years of this. And
you might be right.
That might be the payoff, because these are the best pitchers that we've seen.
Yeah.
That all of them are having these kinds of problems.
Just keep an eye out on that. We'll see what we hear back from that. For the Astros, Yordan Alvarez has hit a bit of an impediment in his rehab. They realized that the pain in his right hand was actually a small fracture that they thought previously was a muscle strain. Ugh. Now they've discovered it is a fracture. It is approximately 60% healed, but obviously that will slow down his return for the Astros. A couple of other things for you. The Royals called up their top prospect, Jack Caglione, and that is one of the top prospects in all of baseball. So I'm really curious to see how he does. And then, did you see the story of Ellie De La Cruz?
Oh, I haven't seen this story, Kevin.
So, and I saw the person posted on social media that they caught the baseball. I really hope that they will get the baseball back to him. De La Cruz played yesterday after learning of his sister's death in the Dominican Republic.
I did see this, yeah.
And he decided the best way he could honor her was by playing. He walked up to home plate, made a little heart gesture, pointed to the sky, and in the sixth inning, he hit a home run. It was his 50th career home run. And like I said, somebody posted on social media, I just caught Ellie De La Cruz's 50th home run. That's super cool. I do really hope, if that's important to him, that he can get that baseball back. And he wrote R.I.P. Manita, his sister's name, on his cleats.
Dial it up, Disney. Like, that's, you couldn't have written one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the struggles of the Rockies, how they're worse than you think, and how that connects to Scottie Scheffler changing diapers.
I don't know how this
goes. Next, right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.